Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr, sitting in for Eric Johnson today. Eric will be back Monday. Broad coalition of energy and ag organizations wrote a letter to Congress asking them to adopt legislation that would resolve inconsistent fuel volatility regulations. The groups expressed support for legislation for year-round E15, and it included an oil industry organization. The letter says, quote, "Our groups have come together for the first time in history to support legislation that will permanently resolve the issue by ensuring uniformity across the nation's fuel supply chain. That will provide more flexibility, result in more consistent outcomes than a state-by-state regulatory landscape. Without the fix, the groups see gasoline marketplace uncertainty and political disputes over E15 that will continue to resurface every summer. Over the next week or two, the two big sugar beet cooperatives will get together for their annual meeting." Had a chance to visit with Ryan Weston. You don't see Ryan as often as Luther Marquardt, but Ryan is the CEO of the American Sugar Alliance.
From all accounts, you know, people did plant a few more acres just to make sure if there was a drop-off. So those extra acres should get you right back to where you want in most of the beet areas. So that's a positive, right? And the prices are holding. And listen, we're going to have to explain to over 200 new members of the House of Representatives and about a third of the Senate that weren't around for the last farm bill, why are farm bills important? Why is sugar policy important? And the answer is, people learned during the pandemic, it's pretty important to have a domestic food supply you can count on, and no-cost U.S. sugar policy does that.
A policy at no cost to the U.S. taxpayers. That's a chorus that needs to be sung, well, not just every 2 years, but over and over again.
Yeah, listen, every 5 years you have to go through this conversation. What's going to happen? And we're like everybody else. Obviously, there's lots of ag groups having these discussions. What do you need to make sure for the next 5 years in this farm bill, can you have a sound, strong business plan? What do you need to be able to pass your operations on to the next generation? And listen, margins are tight. That's just the way it is. And we have to explain to consumers dealing with a little higher food prices, inflation, farmers are facing those same things. We have to have returns that allow us to deliver that food back to food processing companies and the consumers in the supermarket.
Most of the new lawmakers are going to be urban, and seems like especially in the last decade or two, the people think that food comes from the back of the grocery store. And when it comes to sugar, they take that for granted. And we haven't had, dumping hasn't hit the headlines lately. You guys are obviously doing a good job.
Well, we have to remind people, sugar is unique. So we produce 70% of what we consume in the United States between beets and cane. But then we are also the third largest import market in the world. About 30% of what we need comes in there. So we had one trade case against Mexico in 2012 and 13. They were illegally dumping sugar in. Our government found they could put 80% duties in and stop that. But our government said, listen, we know we need imports. Let us do a suspension agreement. We'll allow it to come in at an undumped amount and also at a price that doesn't hurt U.S. farmers. Those suspension agreements were amended in 2017. They were just renewed again last year for 5 more years. So that's working. There's a good balance of great American production, the right amount of imports coming in. And listen, if we have a bad year, USDA and USTR will probably allow a little bit more sugar in if we're having that problem. But right now, things are great. USDA is running the program very well. And this is what we'll look at in the Farm Bill.
That's Ryan Weston, CEO of the American Sugar Alliance, this year's chairman. We'll be right back one more time. This is Inside Agriculture.